Pretty Little Liars, the television series, sometimes deals with disturbing and problematic topics. We provided a list of content warnings in the episode description. Hello and welcome to Dead Ends. I'm Emily.
And I'm Brendan's evil twin, Billy.
Oh my God. And we have two new episodes of Pretty Little Liars for you, including the season 6 finale.
Mm-hmm. It's goofy as hell. It's so funny. They Scooby-Dooed Allison into psychiatric care.
Yeah, that's a dark plot line.
I'm sure. It doesn't look like it's going anywhere good.
I just mean, even in concept already, like the idea of like gaslighting someone into believing that they are actually clinically insane, mm-hmm. or like can't rely on their own experience.
Yeah,
like that's
absolutely.
Psycho. That's mm-hmm. some psycho shit. And then, of course, we get Dr. Rollins is really British.
You should know if he's British, you got to run. You got to stay far, far away. That's so
he's making
funny.
Ren look good.
Oh yeah, God, absolutely. What I was thinking, you'd mentioned it the other day, it's just like, was there any resolution around like why Shauna and them like chased Ren to London or like out of his apartment there?
Yeah, was she just like, she picked up an odd job on like Craigslist or like what's that, like one of those helper websites or
like yeah, TaskRabbit.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm just helping him move, I don't know this man.
She just had a lot of free time. But yeah, no.
No, it, well, okay, so it, yes, that is a dark plot line, but it's so goofy that it's like, oh, we got all these masks and stuff.
The mask thing is so fucking weird.
It's really
It's bad. Also funny because it's like, so the mask technology has vastly improved, right? Like all of a sudden this A is like, has resources.
There hasn't been masks before, have there?
We had the masks, remember the alley masks?
Oh, the alley masks, yeah.
And they took Emily's face and other people's faces. That never mm-hmm. really came back around.
Yeah. I didn't know. They were just making... This is just explains
they had Melissa's face, too, and like...
Yeah. So this just explains why there's masks, which is weird. But this one is like Mission Impossible level masks, where they completely look like someone else, and you would never know.
Yeah, no, they're obviously the other actors playing the character, and then a mask.
Yes. But then also they had that old man mask that they used for the bellhop and
the mailman
and the cleaner.
Yeah, the one in the room. Yes. Yeah, so A's got skills, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I was also expecting when you were like, okay, you have to make a guess right now when we're watching like how this Jessica aka Mary stuff resolves in the next episode. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a mask. So I was half excited. Like you asked,
yeah, because I wanted you. So I really wanted, but obviously we don't record in between the two episodes we're watching. But when they show Allison having the dream, but it's really her seeing Mary.
Yeah, which is so fishy because she just says Dr. Rollins is so nice, and I'm like, but we heard the scary music when we approached her the other episode.
But anyway, so then, so in that scene when Allie's in the hospital, I was like, is this a dream or real? Because I think Pretty Little Liars' favorite hobby is to show you a dream that's like not a dream, or show you like a scene that you're convinced is real, and then they're like, you imagined it, or it's not relevant to the plot anymore. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of scenes that just aren't resolved. And so I was like, okay, because Brenton's gotten almost all of these wrong. At the beginning of the show, Brenton was very adamant that they were not seeing Allison.
Yep, 100%.
He wasn't 100% adamant that Allie was dead, but he was like, they're not seeing her. Like, they're dreaming her, they're imagining her, it's someone else.
Yeah, she's not at all these locations.
No, the girl... But
apparently she was.
So that's what's crazy about this, too, is Girlie went from a girl boss to, like, this man locking her up so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it can happen to anyone. Like, in a literal sense, like, domestic violence and abuse can happen to anyone. And, I mean, it's a form of abuse is what he's doing.
Yeah.
But it seems so odd for the show to have done this with Allison's character.
Absolutely. That she's at this point where... Because it's...
She's so desperate for approval that she's, like, ignoring red flags.
Yeah, and absolutely fragile. Like, mm-hmm. has no resources to, like, fight any of these, like, thoughts or anything off. And it doesn't last that long. Like, it's like a couple days, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to your point, she's just kind of, and as we've talked about before, she's just been kind of leveled out. Like, she has no strength of her own, almost.
They've softened her, and to the point where she's now kind of just dull.
Yeah, absolutely. And just has no inner strength left.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. No, I lost it. Oh, but it turns out to be Mary is just actually a person and not another person in a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is going to be, you were like, who's under the mask? I'm like, Nicole.
Yeah, I asked who's in the A mask. And you said A in a mask. And then at first you yelled Nicole. And I said, obviously.
Because I thought it'd be two people in masks. Nope, not at all. So we'll see what repercussions this has.
I also have like so many questions, like how did A know that which room they were going to use at the Lost Woods?
Yes.
To build in the little tunnel? Or do all the rooms have tunnels?
I forgot about the tunnel. Bugs Bunny kidnaps her.
I couldn't remember if in that episode they show you that it's a tunnel or if you have to wait until the next episode. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
this is the stuff we needed throughout the entire back half of the season.
Yeah, we needed more hijinks and sillies and less Avon.
Yeah, we didn't need as much because we don't see Dr. Rollins being a bad person to Allison at all until this episode. Like, he's fairly supportive and just seems like a good dude for the most part. Like,
yeah, but they played anything. Weird music when he walked up behind her.
Exactly.
And he was dating his patient's cousin, sister, technically.
The whole other thing. But we didn't need all those extra scenes of just like, wow, they're together. But they're without seeding any darkness or anything there. So it just feels like wasted time.
Well, but in retrospect now, you're like, oh, he manipulated her into marrying him.
Yes.
And doing it quickly so that she couldn't change her mind.
Right. But I don't think we needed as much time spent on it as we did. Because he's just kind of being like a nice guy. And you kind of understand like, okay, you know, he did manipulate her. But like, I guess he did it well. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bait and switch.
Yep.
Well, do you want to start recapping?
Sounds good. Oh, we got another episode before then. Before that, though.
Yes.
Season 6, episode 19, episode 139. Did you miss me? It's night in Rosewood. Downtown is empty. Mona tells Emily she killed Charlotte, or she called. Not proven yet. Called Charlotte.
Is that your theory?
it is. Mona's on my list. Mona tells it because like after it finally like got clarified that of course Mona could do something, like that makes sense. Okay, Mona tells Emily she called Charlotte the night she was killed and told her to meet her at the Two Crows, but Charlotte never came. Emily asked if she tried to run her over. Mona said, I was working for the Phillips campaign at that time. I couldn't have. Emily said, you thought Arya's testimony would keep her inside where you couldn't touch her. Her being Charlotte. Mona said, I just wanted to talk to her one-on-one. She knew everything about every one of us, and she never implicated us. She was like a ticking time bomb over 5 years. I was looking to ask her what she was going to do with her freedom. Emily says you would have done something to silence her. Mona said, doesn't matter what I was planning, she didn't show up. If it had been you at the diner and alone with Charlotte, what would you have done? Emily, Spencer, and Arya catch up on catch on the news about Mona at the barn. Arya wants to tell Tanner that Mona was the one who killed Charlotte. Emily is wondering if Mona was lying about Charlotte not meeting her. Spencer wants them to leave Mona alone and believes her and have them all believe her so they can track her. Hannah's on the phone with Jordan saying why she has to stay in Rosewood while Lucas is fixing the system in his apartment. Jordan wants her to come back to New York, but Hannah says, I have to stay. Hannah gives Lucas 3 ties as a gift for staying there. Lucas said he doesn't know what happened with the apartment, but it won't happen again. He's in town because he's thinking of buying an abandoned factory with all the money that he has. And he's like, wow, I'm really giving this town a second chance. Okay. Allie and Dr. Rollins leave their room at their Airbnb, or not Airbnb, their real B&B, all happily in love. They make plans for the day and go to walk downstairs when Allison slips in her heels and falls down the stairs, to which I cackled. At the hospital, Allison has a concussion, but she's otherwise okay. Dr. Rollins acts all doctorly, which is weird, in my opinion, when he's doing that for his wife. He gets a text from the manager of the B&B checking on them. Allison wants to leave, but Dr. Rollins says she should stay. Allison is sad and wonders that if the reason she fell was because she was finally happy and it's karma catching up to her. Dr. Rollins said it was just an accident. The planets aren't out to get you.
No, but he is.
Mm-hmm. The other four friends. Yeah, so I guess it isn't an accident.
That's one of my questions for you.
Yeah.
Was it an accident?
I guess not. I don't know how it's...
Or was it a crime of opportunity or...
Right.
Did she ever even actually have a concussion?
That's true.
Or was he just telling them she had a concussion? And because he was a doctor, they were like, okay.
And they just didn't run any tests at the hospital? And let her stay there?
We're just a watcher. Really, they just watch you when you have a concussion to make sure you don't die.
Right. And I guess, but at the hospital... Wouldn't they be like, she doesn't have a concussion, get the hell out of here? Knowing the American healthcare system?
Previously on Pretty Little Liars. You remember where you are.
Fair enough. The other friends don't believe Allison's text that she had an accident and fell. Hannah wants to go check up on her, and Spencer encourages her to tell Allison to stay away until after the election. Hannah doesn't believe Mona killed Charlotte and sticks up for her. Emily and Spencer don't believe Mona's telling the truth. Arya visits Fitz, who's on the phone with Jillian. She wants to buy them both dinner at the Radley. Fitz says he didn't get this part of the book right, and he liked it more when the two of them had spoke about it, but didn't like it written down. Arya's like, well, I liked it. And he's like, well, it is nice, ... Arya's like, well, do you want me to look it over then? And Fitz acts weird, and Arya sees a picture of Nicole on his desk. Hannah visits Allison in the hospital. Dr. Rollins got a call for a conference for him to be on a panel in Chicago, so Allison's going to go back to Rosewood alone tomorrow. Dr. Rollins comes back in the room with flowers. Hannah looks at the flowers and sees a car that has a staircase on the front. She looks at it, and it has cartoon pictures of the girls with three of them crossed out. Hannah puts it in her purse. Emily video chats Spencer and shows Mona talking to the man Sarah Harvey was with at the funeral on a park bench. Spencer and Mona are outside... Spencer and Emily are outside City Hall. The man Mona was talking to is inside. I wrote down Mona, so I was like, wait a minute. They see him leave with a cardboard tube. They go to follow. Anne and Dr. Rollins leave Allison's room, and he thanks her for coming. He says, I'm just starting to understand how loyal you all are to Allison and look out for each other. Anne is like, well, we stick together, and heads off. Spencer and Emily tail the man. He ups the meter on his car and goes inside a store. Emily runs off with a plan. When the man leaves the store, they're both waiting outside, and Emily hit her car into the back of his car, and they both insist that they'll pay for everything. While Emily distracts him, Spencer looks in the tube. There's blueprints for Radley and a set of keys for a room at the Radley. They give him back the tube and send him on his way. Spencer wants to go back to City Hall and get the same plants.
My favorite thing is that Spencer does that openly on the sidewalk. Like, she doesn't even hide behind the car. She doesn't move. She's just like...
Yeah. He's very unobservant.
Well, but like also the other people around. Like there's no one.
Hey,
one's like...
isn't that the Hastings daughter? Arya reads Fitz's edits. As she reads, she hears Fitz's and Nicole's voice. We get like a scene where it's like a stage play where they're behind like Arya in the space like Lucy Hale, and it's like Fitz and Nicole, and there's like a spotlight on them. So, and they're like acting out like a previous like memory that's like written in the story. I don't know. I want to call out because Pretty Little Liars is like starting to do some stuff. I think this one works and some, not when I say stuff, what I'm trying to say is like production things.
They do very different things in these two seasons. Like the way they show the ATEX, or this season and a half, I should say, when they switched over to Freeform.
Right.
We also get one of the most explicit sex scenes in the show in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
In just a second. This is like, it's still not quite... I don't know. Is it as racy as a Riverdale scene?
Oh, no, not at all.
Because Riverdale, you get so much abs. Like, you use a lot more of the boys in Riverdale. And Riverdale, they're really like, don't you want to see KJ Apa's abs?
Because all the women are too busy doing, like, burlesque shows and doing, like, a dance beforehand.
Excuse me, just that because you wanted to become a serpent and you have to do the serpent dance, it does not mean that you should not still be respected.
And I mean, always... I guess going all the way back, oh God, there's so much. But yes, a lot of it's just like KJ Apa's taking his shirt off. KJ Apa's taking his shirt off.
So I do feel like this is when, like, because this is obviously their first big teen show on this network. I mean, they still had it on ABC Family, but like as Freeform, that they're kind of like setting this new tone and like seeing, I don't know if like they're seeing how far they can push it.
Yeah.
Or if it was just like, we're going to set the tone here and then build.
Yeah, we can be like with those scenes, we can be like more adult.
Mm-hmm, because we're not just ABC Family now, we're Freeform.
Freeform. This isn't your Mickey Mouse Family TV channel anymore.
But doesn't Mickey still make all the money?
Nah, we'll have to look that up again. Okay. It I don't matter. Think I'm pretty sure Freeform was like a merger.
Like a purchase and rebranding kind of situation.
Yeah, I don't think ABC still owns it. Okay, Fitz and Nicole have to split up for a few days. They're on their trip in Colombia. As he's going to head back to the city, he gets angry at her for not going with him and he wants her to, and then drives off away angry about it.
Well, she flakes on their plans.
Right. That's what
she
it is.
They have plans to go to the city and stay in a hotel instead of staying at like, because they've been building houses so they don't have running water and whatever. And then she is like, no, I need to stay because like this woman is sick and she like watches all these kids or something like that. And then he's like, but she watched all the kids before we came here, like do you really need to stay? And she's like, I said I would stay, I promise. So it's like the idea that she'll keep her word to other people and not him, I think, is like the root of the fight.
Okay.
Or that she'll put other people's helping other people in front of him
before their relationship.
Yeah, before their relationship, and specifically in front of, like, you know, valuing time with him. And so he feels neglected.
Right. He gets angry and drives off.
Which, like, not handled well, but I do understand that frustration in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that going around in this season. So that's a good thing to call out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a lot of people are not prioritizing their partners. And in this case, Ezra is the victim, which we don't get a lot.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no... It's very hard in Arya and Ezra's relationship to think of him ever as the victim because...
There's so many times, not even the big elephant in the room around that of being her teacher first, but like so many things come up.
Mm-hmm. The book. Stalking her and her friends.
Yeah. Or even bringing how he acts when Malcolm comes into his life.
Mm-hmm. All the ex-girlfriends.
The parade.
His mother.
Right.
His brother, Wes.
Yes, you got it.
I was trying to remember his brother's name.
Man, we need Mama Fitz back. She was a beacon. And then we lost her. She just didn't come around anymore. She was like two episodes.
Yeah.
Mom.
I mean, well, not a nice character. Can you blame her for being like, maybe my son shouldn't be dating a high schooler?
Yeah, absolutely. Mama Fitz
she makes sense. She's got her priorities in order.
I guess, yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Well, anyways, in that scenario.
Oh, you're right. I'll read from my prepared script instead. Arya finishes reading the pages and Fitz says, I got angry and left without a wave or a last look. Not very romantic, is it? You're a bad influence on me. You make me want to be honest and write the truth. He's like, so should we tell it the way it should have ended or the way it happened? And Arya says, the way it tells the best story.
I love Arya for that. She's like, what reads better?
Yeah.
What does read better?
That's good edits. I guess it depends on
how the rest of the story goes.
Yeah. Where is this in the place in the story too? Is this the end?
Oh, was that like their last interaction?
Right. I don't know.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, that, you know, that'd be, it's a bummer of a movie, but, or a bummer of an ending, but it could be strong.
Yeah, that would be a strong ending.
Mm-hmm. Emily watches the man who got ice cream from, watches the man who had the tube, Sarah Harvey's man. He got ice cream from an ice cream truck and is like the only adult outside. A car pulls up and he drops the tube inside the car. It's Sarah Harvey in the car. Hannah's back in Rosewood and shows Caleb the card that Allison got. She hasn't told any of the others about Allie's accident yet. Caleb asks, why did you tell me first? Hannah wants him to help her, and she wants to get one over on evil emoji. Spencer comes back in the barn to Han and Caleb waiting. Han tells Spencer that Allison's okay, but it wasn't an accident. Spencer says Sarah's back in Radley and back in the Radley and checked in under a fake name. Caleb says she needs to listen to Hannah right now. Hannah says, the night at the hotel, when you were asleep, I followed Arya and Fitz in the square and saw Charlotte go into the church. Charlotte was alone praying, so I picked up a candlestick and stabbed her in the back of the neck and then threw her off the bell tower. Spencer is absolutely shocked by this, and Hannah tells Caleb, see, she believed it, and Spencer's like, what the hell just happened? Caleb says, Hannah knows how we can end this. Fitz and Arya meet with Jillian. She wants a complete draft soon, and Fitz says, you'll have it, and Arya looks shocked. Hannah and Caleb tell Emily about their plan. She's not with the plan, but Hannah and Caleb say they have it all figured out. Spencer is already mourning her relationship falling apart in front of her and drinking wine in the corner.
Amen.
Yeah, just like, oh, Spencer deserves so much more. She's like, I'm just glad someone else came up with a plan. Spencer tells Emily, if we don't back them, they're going to do it by themselves. Emily asks if that's true, and Hannah says, yeah, and grabs Caleb's hand. Emily has a sidebar with Spencer, who asks if she's really
Caleb
okay with
does
this.
Like pull his hand back, like he
eventually,
yeah, like he it's pretty quick.
Okay. Spencer says, what do you want me to do? Put myself between them on the couch. Fitz, Arya, and Jillian leave dinner, and Jillian asks Arya to walk with her alone. She tells Arya she can work directly with her office and not with Leah, and Arya's not happy with this, and Jillian's like, do you think I didn't know you were together? She tells Arya to keep things in perspective until the project is finished, do whatever you want with whoever you want after the book is done, but give me that book. And Arya's like, absolutely. Couldn't keep it in her pants for the rest of the episode. Emily calls Arya and tells her to tell Fitz about what's happening. Spencer looks off in the distance and has a flashback. Caleb and Spencer are in Madrid. Spencer says, thank you for the adventure today. She asks where he wants to go after Madrid. He's like, maybe Morocco, and invites her along. She's like, I have to go be back in Georgetown. And he says, well, we'll skip Casablanca. They stare at each other before the spell is broken for dinner. Back in the present, Spencer finishes.
They had such good chemistry in those scenes. And so I get so fucking mad about this.
Yeah. I think Troian is just really fucking good at it.
She has really good chemistry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she could probably flirt with a brick wall and she would pull it off.
Yeah.
And they don't give her
we're
enough.
We're all here for Brentzer. That's our new ship.
The wall?
Brick wall.
Oh, I thought you were putting yourself in there.
No. Brick wall.
I was like, wow.
Cool.
It's fair.
I only ship you.
Oh, that's cute.
Jesus.
When you're like, no, brick. You're just immediately like, brick wall.
Well,
I didn't mean to give you anxiety.
I was like, oh shit. Good lord.
Okay.
No, we're not doing self-insert ships.
No, you're fan fiction.
Yeah, I
who would you self-insert ship yourself with on the characters on the show? Until this episode, I would have said Caleb. And then I get fucking mad and I'm like, none of them.
You have far slimmer pickings.
I have horrible options.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, now that we're coming back around on this, it'd probably be Spencer. I was like just thinking through like.
You like neurotic women who are very stressed and very smart?
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. Wouldn't have guessed that from.
We're very upfront about things.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? I was like thinking through like personalities and I was like, okay, yeah, it actually probably would be.
Yeah, I don't have that Hannah energy.
No. Yeah, and I wouldn't like, you know, that wouldn't be for me.
Yeah. Hannah would scare you.
Or just
stress you out.
Yeah, that'd be what it is. I'm like, wait, I can't quite play this what's going on right now.
But like stressed, intelligent, and neurotic, absolutely your vibe.
That's right. We love
me,
it.
You love me, you love beagles.
You know, that's true. All right. Caleb and Hannah come back to the apartment. Lucas surprises them by lighting the fireplace. He's like up the stairs. Lucas invites Caleb to lunch as Caleb hastily leaves. Lucas shows her his fancy updates to the abandoned factory, which looks like a stock fancy apartment building which will be empty because no one can afford it. He asks what she would do with it. Hannah says, I would use it as a design office.
You're funny.
Thank you. Lucas says, take it, then do it, run with it. Hannah says no, and he's like, come on, Hannah, I finally found a way to give you something no one else can. Talk to Jordan. We can talk about it tomorrow. Hannah's like, okay, sure, tomorrow. It's a weird thing to do.
It's a very weird thing to do. I would accept.
Right. I finally did something. You're not dating her. Anyways.
Yeah, but he just appreciates her as a person.
I hope so.
I mean, I think he's in love with her, but...
Mm-hmm. Allison sleeps in the hospital and wakes up to Jessica in her room. Allison is afraid, and Jessica's like, don't be afraid. I don't want to scare you. I'm so glad to see you and talk to you, and Elliot is a good man and will protect you in a way I wasn't able to. Hannah walks back to her car at night as Sarah steps out of the shadows. Okay.
After Allie had the dream about Mona in the Christmas episode, don't you think she'd be less weird about also having dreams about other dead people?
Well, I can see, like, in a dream or something when you're being visited, but then Allison doesn't know how to tell that this isn't a dream.
That's true, that's true, that's true. Never mind, you're right.
I can understand in a dream that you have, like, reactions, but also, how does she not tell? Never mind. I just don't get how she doesn't know that she's awake. So, okay.
Well, I think she knows she's awake. I think she thinks she's hallucinating.
No, she's like...
In this scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I think she thinks she dreams in this scene because she's in the hospital. She's on drugs.
Right.
I assume. Like pain meds.
Okay. That's fair. So Mona walks back to her car at night as Sarah steps out of the shadows. This is a direct quote from Emily. Sarah Harvey looks like she's going to beat me up in her JoJo Siwa t-shirt.
She's really wearing funny. This like skinny jeans and then like a dark glitter t-shirt. Then like a leather jacket over it. And I was like, oh God, it looks like she's going to go JoJo Siwa on my ass.
It's really funny. It's like, she's like trying to be intimidating, like wearing these darks, like a burglar, like cat burglar or something.
Yeah.
And then is wearing this like shiny top.
I always rob homes in glitter. I want you see me take your stuff.
The disco ball took it. Sarah says, someone told me you wanted to talk.
The disco killer.
Ooh, the disco burglar.
Ooh.
Mona says, I saw your driver this morning and was curious how you were doing. She asks what Mona wants. Mona says, leave them alone. Charlotte's dead. You can't get reparations from a corpse. Sarah says, you can. It's all where you dig. Mona says, watch it. No one blames you for what Charlotte made you do, but what you do now is on you. Sarah's like, they'll never trust you. You played with them for too long. Mona's like, I'm not playing any more games. And Sarah says, well, then you'll be awfully lonely. Arya and Fitz have tea, and he asks what they talked about in the lobby. Arya's like, well, she asked me to go through her, not Liam. He asks, what else? Why won't you look at me in the eye? Arya's like, Emily called me. Allison's in the hospital. She had an accident, or what looked like an accident. Like, just like me, it's happening again, and we're going to do something about it. Allison wakes up to Dr. Rollins. Her tests were clear and they can go home in the morning. He's also canceling going to Chicago. Allison says, go to the conference, and they kiss. Allison's all happy. So Dr. Rollins asks, like, what's going on? What happened in your dream? And Allison's like, well, if I tell you, it'll be so silly. Dr. Rollins like, I don't care what it was as long as it made you happy. Everyone is gathered, plus Fitz and Caleb. Han and Caleb are set in their ways while the other four are not keen on their plan. Spencer says, no one here will let you do this by yourself. Hannah then texts evil emoji saying, leave my friends alone. I did it. We then get this is another one of those production things where the text floats up into the sky, then turns in ones and zeros, and then we get a bunch of like stock imagery of like skylines and telecom towers and things, and then it finally travels down to evil emoji's phone, which is set in front of a laptop showing Veronica's campaign advertisement. The end.
Okay. Do we believe Mona at the beginning of the episode? Or do we think there's a different reason why she wanted to talk to Cece?
Oh, I believe Mona on the part of, well, it doesn't matter what I was trying to do because she didn't show up. I think that's Mona saying, okay, yeah, I was going to like try and fucking like shake her down or scare her or do something.
Okay.
I think that's Mona's admission there. And then also when she goes to Emily of like, okay, well, what would you have done if she showed up? Like if you had that opportunity. So I think that's Mona... I took that as Mona telling us that she was like definitely lured her out to like try and do something and either scare her or attack her or something like that. I could see Mona trying to shake her down. I don't think Mona's as much of the I'm going to bash you over the head, which she could have. But I don't think she's as much of that's not Mona's style, right?
She's more subtle.
Exactly.
Was someone listening to Mona and Emily while they were out there? Because we heard like a can or something fall. Could have been a cat knocking something over.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been a dog. Could have been a rat, a raccoon.
But it could have been man.
I don't know. I'm listening. All right. of the animals urban of the animals.
A pigeon flying off. You set the scene. You're a storyteller.
Thank you. It's just a lot of commas in my writing as I list every animal I can think of in the city. It's going to be really fun to read.
They call her the Tolkien of urban environments. Was someone listening? I mean, if anything, could be Mary. Dr. Rollins is away on, gaslighting business.
Why was Mona talking to Sarah's person?
I think she wanted information on Sarah.
Okay. You think that part's true too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That she's just trying to get like more info on her and what her motivations are, because it seems like Mona highly suspects that Sarah, I think also Mona is telling the truth there of like, stay away from them and like back off or else I'm like going to come after you. Mm-hmm. So I think Mona's like, it's you, you're doing this.
Okay.
And so it's trying to get information through her driver on like, hey, what's Sarah been up to? Where have you guys been driving around? I see you guys together all the time.
Is Sarah trying to isolate Mona? Like convince her that she's isolated and she's alone?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you...
And I think it's actually true. No one is nice to Mona. Everybody's mean to Mona.
She literally manipulated them and tried to kill Hannah.
I come here every week and I tell you, it was so long ago. That was four seasons ago.
Uh-huh.
5 seasons ago, if it's the
My car. Favorite thing in the last episode was Ashley inviting Mona in. That, you know, Mona hit Hannah with a car.
Yeah, but Ashley understands that Mona also went through a terrible experience, much like them, and Mona... And Ashley's capable of forgiveness.
Well, and I believe that, you know, Mona got the help she needed because they made that plot line about that instead of just making her like a badass manipulator.
Mona?
Yeah.
At
Radley and whatnot.
At Radley. Yeah. And then she was so doped up that she didn't know Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of
fuzzy
red flags there. Mm-hmm. But
Ashley takes the high road is also what we're talking about here.
Do you think Sarah is just targeting Mona to keep her away from whatever she's working on? Or do you think...
I think
she's going to use Mona against the girls? Like, is she trying to recruit Mona?
No, I don't think it's that. I think she's merely trying to intimidate her. And, like, control her in that way of, like, back off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, stop it. Putting her in her place, essentially, is what I'm trying to get at.
What do you think Sarah's trying to do?
We get emoji. I think that's in the next one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Caleb. That is Dr. Rollins and Mary. So I think Sarah is probably trying to get revenge on them.
Emoji is Dr. Rollins and Mary, you think?
Yes.
Okay. Because we see Mary at the thing with the Hannah thing.
With the Hannah thing?
Because they see Jessica, well, but it's Mary on the footage. That's how you're pulling
yes.
that.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And capturing Hannah at the end. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was like, wait, where were they together? Never mind. When she's dragging her through the church again. I mean, just another person being dragged through the church.
Through the church?
Isn't it up in, like, the bell tower?
Where Hannah is?
I assume that's what the end, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I actually...
That's not confirmation.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the church.
Oh.
You could be right. I don't remember it being in the church.
But yes, where they captured pictures of Sasquatch and it's Mary.
It did feel very like when you see a Bigfoot photo. Yeah.
Stop that. What is that?
And Caleb's reaction when Mona comes in with Spencer and Caleb, but we can talk about that in the next episode too, is a 10 out of 10. But
oh,
okay.
That what tickles me.
We'll keep on this one. Okay. I've sorted these by girl to kind of keep it organized.
I like it.
what is Lucas going to do with the factories? We already know, actually. So how do we feel? How do we feel about him offering the space to Hannah? Do we think Hannah should take it? Is he?
I think it's weird. I think Hannah should take it.
Do you think that he had anything to do with Arya getting burned?
No, I don't think. I think Lucas is clean on this.
Okay.
But mostly because he's just not around enough to be important.
Do you think he is still in cahoots with Mona?
No.
Remember, they were in cahoots?
Yes, I do remember that. And that was part of... Okay, so...
Melissa's girl boss club, if you will.
I think that was Mona's girl boss club.
I thought Melissa was also like part of it.
Yes, she comes in.
Okay.
But Mona was the one running the We Hate Allison fan club, and all she managed to get them to do was a flash mob. It's okay. If I was going to point out like one thing that I'm really disappointed by is the We Hate Allison fan club. That could have been so much more, and we get nothing.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, Allie's driving Cindy and Mindy's mini, or Bug.
Right?
Making Cindy or Mindy get in the back.
And there's like this whole thing of like Allison's pulling people to her side. She's going to like go... None of that. Cindy and Mindy. Found dead. They're not even around. I think Lucas is just convenience for Hannah to try and figure out what she wants to do with her life and a place to stay and all that. It's just an excuse to not live
with her mom.
Exactly. And not with Jordan. So she's like, I got these crossroads so she can stay in Rosewood.
And not in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm. And then also think about what she wants to do with her career and future and all that.
Should they be using Hannah as bait?
No.
You already know how it ends. So
yeah, I mean, even the plot where it's like everybody else is right. And it's like, y'all are idiots. This is the dumbest idea. You don't think that the person that manipulates people for like a living isn't going to like see through this?
Well, we actually don't know what A's other job is.
That's true. Well, at least they spend a lot of time in it in their off hours.
I was like, I don't know if they make any money off this. Like, is it for a living?
Well, so if
They extorted Melissa.
Yes. And if, that's how they got the capital up front for all those masks. And then now we know that if Emoji, or AD as I know it, now we know that AD has access to Karasimi money.
That's assuming AD is...
Mary.
Mary.
Mary Drake.
And...
After death.
And what's his name? Mm-hmm. Elliot.
Right.
Spencer drinking her way through the Hannah and Caleb thing is A+ work.
It's so good.
How would you react as Spencer in this scene?
Oh my God. So much worse.
I would have thrown a fit.
Yeah. Well, I feel like watching that slip away I would be the person that would be like trying to like push myself in the middle or something. And then
I wouldn't try to push myself in the middle. I'd be like, what are you two doing?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to have that sort of faculties about me. Cause I'd be like, What is happening? Wait, this is bad. No, wait, what do I... Huh? I feel weird. I don't have the... that in me.
If you didn't want me to fuck him, you should have said it from the beginning.
Oh, look at you two all getting cozy again. Rude. Mm-hmm. And after they had such a good time in Madrid.
Yeah. And even more recently.
This is... especially with their behavior next episode, too.
Mad about this because this is when like I really was like, oh, this is actually a fairly healthy relationship for Caleb and Spencer.
Yeah.
And then they fucking do this. Oh. And they like first love, you can never get over your first love. It's bullshit. You can get over your first love.
This is exactly.
Did you even love him? Like you didn't even know what love meant when you met that idiot.
Listen to Ella.
You didn't know when you left him either.
Listen to Ella. Oh, that wasn't my first love.
No.
Byron wasn't my first love. And this also goes back to you being like, well, yeah, you probably shouldn't be like, you know, making these commitments when you're in your early 20s.
No.
This is a warning sign. This is extremely stupid early 20s behavior.
It is very like of the, like it is appropriate. Like now that I think back on it, I'm like, oh, this is like when I watched at the time, I was like, how fucking annoying. Because I was not your average early 20s mm-hmm. person. But like now I'm like, oh, this is... case in point for like how people behave at this time. Mm-hmm. Obviously not all people. There's people that, you know, do what they do and it works for them. Absolutely. But there's also idiots and the idiots are more bountiful pre-25.
That's right. Absolutely. Stupid. I think I yelled directly at the TV. We'll get it later, but I think I went directly to jail.
Why is Ezra so focused on being honest in his writing about Nicole? To Arya specifically.
Yeah.
He has to be honest with Arya.
He wants Arya to know... Well, because he loves her.
Well, he wants her to see all of him mm-hmm. and still love him.
Exactly. He wants her to see all the dark edges, and if she still wants to be around him, well, isn't that just love?
Because he's never been fully honest with her before. Because, mm-hmm. And he even states that kind of at the beginning of this whole arc when he comes back. And he's like, of course you thought that about me.
Right.
And it's like, yeah.
And then they talk about Nicole later. It's just like, this is the first time I could hear her name without trying to punch a hole in the wall. And, you know, he's putting all his dark side out. It's good. I get it. It's good.
Do you think...
It's a little too, you know, it's fine.
Arya's boss had other reasons for wanting to meet with her and Ezra. Was she like trying to gauge if they were fucking or like?
Yeah. 100%. This lady's like, this is weird as hell. Why are they suddenly co-writing together with her like former teacher? There's more to this story.
Are her and Liam still together?
Yes. Right? Oh, wait, no.
Are they not? I can't remember.
Oh, what happened? I think they ended up. Oh, yes. They ended up getting back together. That was the last we saw them.
Yeah. At the wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm pretty sure they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's a lot of that going around in Rosewood, huh? Spencer's just sipping her wine in the corner.
Well, and Emily, she's not really...
Oh, yeah, no.
She's just having a...
No one wants Emily, I guess. She's having a hard time.
Yeah, and I mean, well, Arya did sabotage her most recent potential relationship by breaking into Ezra's apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been nice. Sabrina's mm-hmm. nice.
Okay.
You know, I was also thinking of Spencer's other pairings. Where's Alex?
Alex.
You should call up Alex.
Okay, so like if I could pick anyone, Spencer would get Alex. Arya would get Jake.
Yes.
Emily would probably get Samara.
Yeah.
Because that seemed very healthy.
Pre-vampire.
Well, she might have already been a vampire at that point, huh? Because she was a vampire, yes, in history.
You're right.
Yeah.
I get that confused that this is after Vampire Diaries.
Well, but also you have to think like, well, I don't know if timeline wise, I just meant like timeline. If you're going to run these two timelines concurrently, Rebecca becomes a vampire way. She's one of the originals.
Rebecca.
I do love the Vampire Diaries. I need to finish that. And then Hannah gets Caleb, but I'm less enamored by him.
No. Yeah. Well, okay. We'll get to that. But, okay, so then, yeah, that all lines up. But Vampire Diaries was on earlier than Pretty Little Liars, so I assume that she was Rebecca on Vampire Diaries before she was ever Samara.
Probably. I don't know what season she shows up and, like, when that shows up in the timeline. So.
I think Vampire Diaries is, like, two or three seasons before the start of PLL.
I don't remember when the original vampires show up, though, on Vampire Diaries.
Two or three?
Why did Ollie? Why did Allie fall down the stairs? Did she trip? Did her heel catch the carpet? Was she pushed? Was she drugged? Was she just, was it a,
I might have to keep that in because that is just the timing. The camera is just too funny.
Was it an accident? Was it not an accident?
Was she, did she fall or was she pushed? Silence or silenced?
Did she fall or was she falling?
I think it does seem suspicious that something might have happened.
Does she ever talk to a doctor while she's at the hospital?
Just Dr. Rollins. We only see Dr. Rollins.
And he talks
time.
To doctors for her?
Apparently.
So, like, what did he get her to sign that said she no longer had rights as a patient? Like, I'm just...
Right.
I've never been at a doctor's office and had them only talk to you.
Mm-hmm. No, that'd be weird.
Yeah, I'd leave.
Uh-huh. This isn't the 50s. So, I'm going to go with not an accident. I think I'm a doctor... Dr. Rollins pushed her, truther. Dr. Rollins did it.
He pushed her?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he didn't push her, but there's a crime of opportunity there. Because we don't see, we just see her fall and her heel catch on the carpet. So what did he do to her heel?
I don't even think we see her heel catch. I think we just see her like go to step or whatever and fall.
We see the heel on the carpet.
Okay, okay.
Did I played this back multiple times?
Did Dr. Rollins?
I'm just saying, the carpet doesn't usually catch like that on heels. This type of material.
He's bought a pair of heels. He's practicing.
That's right. I practicing falling down in our apartment. People are very angry below us.
We don't have any stairs.
I'm just going down the concrete ones outside.
You'd have to use the ones we have for Herman to get on the bed. They're like 2 feet tall. Okay. Is Dr. Rollins the one who put the card in the flowers?
Yes, absolutely. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Once we, the reading that back now was when I was like, oh, he definitely put that there. And it's very funny that Hannah doesn't suspect anything because he's the one that brings them.
Yeah, he brings a lot of flowers. Yeah,
so you wouldn't think like Hannah would be like, hmm. She's just like, oh, no, not the doctor. Not the good doctor.
Well, didn't she?
Did they call him the good doctor in the last episode?
I don't remember. I think so. Should we be telling Ezra about A? Should we be telling Toby about A? Should we be telling anyone about A?
Fitz, not Toby.
Okay.
Because Toby does the thing that Toby does. Well, I'm coming now. I need to be ingratiated. Where it seems like Fitz was brought in. Like Arya's like, I want you to be here. Spencer's like, I'm going to do something. And Toby's like, well, I'm coming now.
Well, I think they asked for his help.
Toby?
Yeah, I think Caleb.
But not for him to like be doing power tools and stuff with Spencer. He's like, I'm going to do things now. He like puts himself into the plan in a way that
she wanted him to do it early, I think, before, like before the thing. And he's like, I can't just like walk in with power tools in the middle of the day.
I'm pretty okay. We can get to the next episode and we can hash this out.
I titled the next episode in my notes, Jump Scare.
Oh, God, there's so many. So many. Season 6, episode 20, episode 140, Hush, Hush, Sweet Liars. The six wait for any response to Hannah's text. Arya gets a text from Allison that she's coming home tomorrow. Hannah sees that they're, that the evil emoji is typing. They send the text that says, if you're lying, I'll shoot all of you. Spencer asks if she's okay with this, and Hannah says, yes, I trust Caleb. Spencer says, I do too. And Emily and Arya exchange glances like,
They blocked out the word shoot on the screen, but Caleb said it out loud.
Oh.
Like they blacked over
it. Oh, I missed that.
And so I was like, I don't know if that was when it was live. I don't remember that being a thing. I don't know. Maybe I don't remember it being a thing. So I was like, oh, I wonder if that was something when they put it on HBO or if it's something they changed over time or if it was always there. And, it, you know, like that's such a small detail. I can't imagine. Like
your brain fills it in.
Yeah, I can't imagine my brain being like, I'm going to keep that.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
That's not niche enough to keep for me.
Is it,
if I need it something a little weirder.
If it isn't a jingle, I don't want it.
I literally can remember every jingle I've ever heard.
You really pull some random ones out. Hannah texts back that she's telling the truth, and then she gets a no police text, but instead of the police, it's emoji of a pig and another that says it's between you and me. Hannah says she needs one more day, and the text back says it'll be your last.
Also, like, I love like setting conditions to this. Like, I'm gonna turn myself in, but I need one more day.
Right. Okay. I'm gonna tell you. Yeah.
I would all wait right, until you were me. All set up first.
Right. Oh wait. I need a day. Okay. I'm very accommodating. I need more time to dig my hole anyway.
I guess, like, for them, it's like, oh, maybe A won't come after us for this 24 hours because they think they're going to get Hannah.
I guess that's true.
But, like, that's also assuming you're dealing with someone who, like, thinks in the way you think.
And wouldn't be like, no, we have to meet tonight.
Yeah.
Or I'm coming after you tonight.
Run.
Yeah. Allison's back at home with Dr. Rollins. Allison's like, I feel like an invalid. Dr. Rollins' like, well, you have strength, just like Charlotte. And like, oh, I feel guilty with that for what happened to her. And Allison's like, no, you gave her back healthy to me. Dr. Rollins said he spoke to Jason, who caught him up on everything he's doing at Karasimi. And it's a brilliant tribute to Charlotte. All the money is being used to help people. Spencer, Toby look over the Radley blueprints and where Sarah's room is and the secret lair. Toby puts on his reader glasses and they have a nice little combo about them. Sarah's now checked in on a ground floor room right above the Radley basement. Toby is going to make sure she's locked out when Hannah's waiting for her so the rest of them can't get down and find out and so the rest of them can get down and find out what Sarah's looking for there. Emily goes to meet up with Caleb and with pieces that Caleb needs to build an electric fence, which will knock out Sarah Harvey. And then Hannah walks in. Spencer and Toby look through the blueprints again. Toby says he thinks she missed something in the east wing. There's a records room, but there's no visible door access to. Spencer's like, it must be a secret room. Toby's like, it must have been like a secret exit, potentially for Charlotte. Or sorry, it must have been like a secret room for Charlotte. Toby's going to seal Sarah's secret exit door first and is putting himself in the group now. It's going to be election night that night, so it'll be their cover as they do this. Arya writes away at Fitz's while he zones out at his desk. She asks if he's okay. He's like, it's finished. And he's like, I'm never going to see her again. I couldn't let myself believe that. She was really gone. Arya's like, you wrote a beautiful love story for her. Arya touches touches his hair, but pulls back. He grabs her hand and says, thank you for pushing me to finish. We did that together. Allison is asleep on the couch and hears music playing. She goes into her room and finds her jewelry box open and turns around to see Zombie Jessica. Allison looks again and she's gone. Her home telephone rings and she picks it up and it's just static, but hears Jessica on the phone say, did you miss me? Allison visits Emily and tells her about her nice dream of her mom and then like what the horrible things of just seeing Zombie Jessica. Emily says she had one nice dream too after my dad's funeral, after her dad's funeral. And Emily's like, oh, it was probably just the painkillers of why you like saw the Zombie Jessica. Allison throws them all away. Allison says, I hate that you're babysitting me, but I'm happy you're here. Emily says, me too. And we cut to someone watching them from outside. Toby and Yvonne are hanging up decorations at the brew for the election night party. He says, I won't be able to make it to the party after the polls close tomorrow. And it's for a friend. And Yvonne's like, oh, really? Would her name be Spencer? At the Hastings house, it's in full swing, getting ready like for election night. Mona then comes in and Spencer's like, well, you must be crazy to show up here. And Mona says, like, I think from one Radley patient to another, I think you'd be more sensitive around that word. Spencer asks what she wants. Mona says to help Veronica and I want her to win. I'm not the enemy, Spencer. I haven't been for a long time. Spencer hands her a call script and a cell phone and Mona starts making calls. Toby comes down with Caleb Rivers syndrome and tells Yvonne it's complicated. Yvonne says, do you hear how that sounds? That's all thanks to you.
Caleb, it's complicated, Rivers.
Yvonne says, do you hear how that sounds? We were talking about starting a future together. Toby asks her to wait, like, it's okay. Like, just wait here. Let me explain. Yvonne says, I won't be the woman who says, pick me, not her. Walks away. You know, Yvonne? Your mom's got some pretty terrible views, but in this one, you're in the right.
Well, Yvonne, I mean, you know, is she politically different than her mother? Why is she working on her mother's campaign?
Yeah, fair enough. So you have some pretty backwards views, Yvonne, but in this case, you're right to walk away. Caleb sets up the electric fence with Hannah outside the Two Crows. He asks about Lucas's offer and Hannah's
it's
like...
outside of the...
It's the Lost Woods.
The Lost Woods.
Yeah. And Hannah says, there's a lot...
I think the Two Crows is a diner, so I think it would be...
Right, it'd be a little different. It's like fully running. It's just a random person that runs into an electric fence.
You can't get your pie today.
Someone trying to leave.
I imagine it like a Black Bear style, like dining experience at the Lost Woods. You know what I mean? You get really big biscuits
like this big.
And mediocre pie.
That seems like it would be a Two Crows specialty. Okay. He asks about Lucas's offer, and Hannah says there's a lot to think about. Caleb says if Emoji figures out there's a setup, there's a motion detector that'll shine a light, and a camera will go off, and we'll get pictures of him.
To which I groaned at Emoji.
It's really bad.
I forgot about that.
Caleb's plan is so dumb. Allison and Hannah's plan, but Caleb's whole thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Allison is asleep while Arya and Emily watch the house. Emily says the book is great after reading it, and Arya and Fitz's book is great. She read it. Says, why are you afraid of Liam reading it? Arya's like, well, I'm worried. My chapters are a little too honest. I remembered all the things I used to love about Fitz in these chapters. Liam thinks I'm writing from the heart, so it'll hurt him reading it. Why? It's like, why is this all so complicated? And Emily's like, you're writing a book with your ex about his dead girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Allison sleeps as a hand comes over hers. She wakes up to find Wilden with a wound in her bed. She screams. Emily and Arya come in and say, I see that no one is there. Allison says Wilden was here. Emily goes to call Dr. Rollins as Allie worries about what's wrong with her. How did he get out of there?
I have so many questions about the logistics of this.
Yeah. Spencer, Caleb,
and the other girls don't ever see this person.
Yeah.
I have a question for you about this. Like,
especially
how he
got in and out.
Where is he hiding somewhere and they just assume that they're not going to look?
I guess it's like that Bob's Burgers episode we just watched where they put the little sheet metal in front of him inside the safe so you can't see Bob. He's just got like his little something, like little like plywood board or something, so you can't see him.
Maybe.
Spencer and Caleb talk plans. Caleb will have a drone program to follow his car, so he'll know if Sarah follows along. We never see this drone. Spencer eyes Caleb's half-naked body, and Caleb eyes Spencer's half-naked body. Peter knocks at the door, asking for a moment alone because it's a zoo at the main house. Caleb runs off and kisses her goodbye and says, "Keep in touch with me tonight." Spencer says, "I love you," and Caleb doesn't say it back. Oof. Oof. Brutal.
But he was just leaving, right? He's going to say it back later?
He had enough time to pause and look at her like a deer in the headlights.
He smiled.
He's like...
Is that how you looked when I told you I loved you?
I don't know.
No.
Okay. I don't think so. How did I look? Probably smiled.
I think you smiled?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was looking at you. Oh, like, I think I said enough. It, and then I, you know, you look away. Emboldened by the wine I'd been drinking.
Fair enough.
And then I set you a scavenger hunt to have to tell me that you loved me the next day.
Mm-hmm. Because like, we'd been drinking.
And he said, "I love you too." And I said, "I don't know if I believe you because I'm mentally well." And so I told him when he dropped me off in the next morning, he had to tell me he loved me then when he was sober. And then, you know, I'd know he meant it.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be mean to yourself.
She wasn't doing great. She wasn't doing great. But she did so great for herself.
Yeah, that's right. Allison talks to Dr. Rollins on the phone. And he says all the visions are just of her guilt. Emily is off to vote, so Allison's home alone. And she's like, "I won't sleep until you get home." She hangs up and sees zombie Jessica outside her door. ZJ points to someone in the house, and Allison turns around and sees it's Wilden. Allison turns back around, and zombie Jessica is gone. But Wilden is still there. Allison's like, "Don't hurt me. It wasn't my fault." Yvonne is at the brew and gets a call from Toby, but ignores it. Toby leaves a voicemail saying, "I'll make it up to you. I love you." Arya walks into Fitz's as he's on the phone with Jillian. Fitz asks if she wants to talk to... She wants to talk to Arya, but he hangs up, and Arya freaks out that she hated her chapters and hates her and blah, blah, blah. I can't believe her. And Fitz is like, "No, she actually loved it," and says they're like, "It's going to be huge. They're putting all this money behind it. It's going to be amazing." They get excited, and Arya kisses him, and then they start hooking up, and we get the sex scene. Caleb and Hannah arrive at the abandoned Lost Woods Resort. Hannah makes a comment about the creepy guy leaving it behind. Caleb says it's like a hotel he stayed in Budapest. Flashback. Hannah, and Caleb are arguing in the apartment because Hannah is enjoying him on their European trip. And Caleb is pissed because she canceled on these plans and every single one of their plans all the times. He just wants her to come with him on this Europe trip they planned for months. Hannah says, "I can't do that." And Caleb says, "If you go, I won't come back." Hannah's like, "We'll work this out like we always do. I'll call you from the cab," and leaves. Back in the present,
Caleb says, "If you leave, I won't be here when you get back."
That's what Caleb says to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said... he won't come back. Just like...
I thought it was, "If you leave, I won't come back."
If you leave, I'm going to leave, and I'm not coming back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
you right. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. The important part is that he left. If not, it makes it sound like he's just going to Budapest and never coming back.
I don't know if he had planned that far. Caleb starts in the present. Caleb starts putting nails in the window and says, "You'll be safe in here, I promise.
This construction in this room is the funniest fucking thing ever. He's like, "I'm protecting you." And I'm like...
And he's just putting nails in a window with like half broken glass panes.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock, knock.
Also, and none of them decided to stand there and watch during this.
No.
Like, not one of them thought, "Oh, we should stay at the window."
Right, and just, or be near Hannah somehow in case, like, something goes wrong.
Why would Hannah need to be in the room alone if A wasn't going to ever actually, like, get in there?
Damn, we have the worst plans. Emily comes to Allison's house and finds that Allison's not there, but her phone's on the coffee table. She picks up a FaceTime from Dr. Rollins, who's like, "Wait, Emily, where's Allie?" And Emily's like, "I don't know." The Hastings have their campaign party at the Radley, and the race is neck and neck at 49%. Votes for both Veronica and Yvonne's mom. Veronica, I can't remember her name. Veronica and Peter take her. This is me going over.
Never,
"Hi, Mrs. Phillips."
We've never actually seen her. Have we?
Oh, no, not as a character. No. Maybe it's just Yvonne, just, you know, in different makeup. Maybe a mask. Veronica and Peter take turns complimenting the family.
I do think they check your ID when you run for government.
She could be really good. Maybe emojis of Yvonne. Spencer gets a call and walks away to talk to Emily, who can't find Allison. Emily asks if Spencer can help her, and Spencer's like, I can't leave, like, right now. The plan's in motion. Emily's like, I have a bad feeling about all this. And Spencer's like, well, like, Allison's scared and thinks she's seeing dead people. Where would you go if you wanted to feel safe? And we see Allison walking toward the church, which is the last place I would go if I wanted to feel safe in the middle of the night.
In Rosewood.
Absolutely.
There's been too many deaths there.
Mm-hmm.
Allison pushed a man off a bell tower there.
That's, yes. Why would you want to go there?
She pushed Ian.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget that it was her.
I know, yeah. Me being like, it was Jason. Wrong sibling.
Yeah. I was like, well, it was a De Laurentiis.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, Black Hoodie. They're like a, you know, force for good. Nope, just a uniform.
It's just Allie in an outfit.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Is he dying?
No, I'm all good. I do need some water, actually.
That's like, you're not all good. You sound like a frog.
And unfortunately, not like Kermit.
No. All right. You could sing Rainbow Connection for us all.
I wish I knew the words.
I just dropped my phone.
Somewhere find the Rainbow Connection.
Beautiful.
That's all.
Carry on.
Hannah's at the Lost Woods Resort with Arya. Fitz is there too and asks for Arya's help with strobe lights outside, and they go. Caleb is still working on the window. He's like, you're so brave, you know that? Hannah's like, you said I didn't have
any. You said that like a little kid trying to like flirt in like third grade. That's like, you're so brave going down the slide.
Right?
You
comes over, pats her hand.
You climb all the way over the monkey bars. Like, that's so brave. You swing so high.
Mm-hmm. Well, then Hannah replies with, he said I didn't have anything to worry about. And Caleb's like, Sarah won't get in here. I've never let you down before, did I? And Hannah's like, I did. Before the night we, like, on the night, like, we broke up, there's something you don't know. Flashback. Hannah's stuck in a cab in the pouring rain. She calls Caleb and gets his voicemail. She's like, I need to leave, and gets out of the cab and runs down the street with her bags. She gets back to the apartment and says, Caleb, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking, but he's gone. And his side of the closet is empty.
Also, the idea that Hannah only has half of that closet.
Oh, that's true.
Absolutely makes no fucking sense.
Mm-mm. Hannah would absolutely have.
They've got to have other closets.
Yeah.
Maybe they do, but I thought about that a lot.
It's really funny. She then sees his phone is sitting on the side table. Didn't bring his phone with him. Over to Budapest. In the present, Hannah says, if I had come back just a few minutes earlier, never left, things might be so different now. And Caleb's like, it might be. Hannah's like, I never stopped loving you. And then Caleb kisses Hannah.
And we all scream.
Directly to jail.
I said, not a single good man on this show.
Yeah. And then that's when 1,000 Halo fans screamed out, not like this, not like this. They hear Fitz off camera say, I think we're ready. It's like this weird ADR line. So they split up because we never see Fitz. Spencer and Toby search in the walls of Radley, and they find the wall to saw through. Back at the Lost
Woods.
Makes
it sound like they're little mice. Just like,
yeah, they are. They're scurrying around.
Looking for the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, where's the cheese? Hannah texts emoji, I'm at the Lost Woods Resort alone. Allison sits in the church and cries. We see someone enter the church, and it's Emily coming to help her. Allison's like, I deserve this. This is my punishment. The dead are back for me to take me straight to hell. Emily says, it's hallucinations. Allison says, I can't tell what's real anymore. Emily, I need help. Spencer and Toby find a metal door on the other side of the wall. Spencer sees a shadow, and Toby draws his gun, to which Spencer goes, you brought your gun? Toby walks forward and says, I'm a police officer. Stop right there. What do you think? It's actually like a hardened criminal. What are they going to do? Like, okay. Well, he's a police officer. I need to stop. We see it's Mona, and Spencer's like, are you stalking us? Mona's like, what are you looking for? Spencer's like, we were about to find out. And they get in the door and find a bunch of empty shelves except for one file from Radley Sanitarium for a Mary Drake, a patient there 25 years ago, and she had a child named Charles. Charles was adopted by Jessica. Mona's like, maybe Jessica and Kenneth didn't want Charlotte to know, and maybe Jessica's the one who hid this file. We see someone from the bushes watching Arya and Fitz and Caleb. They then pan over to Hannah in her room. Caleb's iPad goes off with movement, but when they go to the spot, there's no one there, and all the strobe lights go off on them. They then run back to find a Hannah, but she's not in the room, and there's no way out of there. So, like, how the hell did this happen? Allison and Emily arrive at a fancy psychiatric care facility. Allison hands her rings over to Emily to give to Dr. Rollins, or her ring, sorry. The nurse hands her a form to sign to place herself under care and that she can't leave her own volition. Emily takes her aside and is like, is this really what you want to do? This is like where Charlotte was. Allison's like, I do, and she got better. Emily hugs her, and they tell each other they love one another. Allison signs the forms, and they show Allison to her room. Peter announces that Veronica won the race. Congratulations! Spencer and Toby are at the party congratulating her. Toby, what are you doing? What are you doing here? Mona is also there. Toby tells Spencer congratulations, and Spencer thanks him for his help. She gets a call from Aria and runs off. Mona runs after Toby and Spencer. Aria, Caleb, and Fitz look down into a giant hole in the floor that was underneath the tile. Spencer and Toby arrive. Mona runs in too. And Caleb immediately goes into like fear reaction. Like it's like he saw a ghost. It's like what like Allison is doing in this episode is what the reaction level of reaction that Caleb has here of like, why did you bring her here? And Mona's like, I followed them. And Caleb won't let it go at all. He's just freaked out. Fitz downloads the video off the cameras, and they see someone running in the woods. We see Wilden in Allison's house, and we see it's Dr. Rollins wearing a mask. He has a British accent. Oh no, now he's a villain. And we got a call from the hospital that Allison, he got a call from the hospital that Allison checked in. We then see a brunette Jessica walk up and ask if she signed the papers, and Dr. Rollins says, yes, Mary, I now control 51% of Karasimi. Mary says, my daughter was the only one you loved. He's like, I would have done anything for Charlotte. Mary's like, you proved that when you married her cousin. It's got a funny way of showing it. Mary says, we're finally taking back what's mine. She picks up Charlotte's picture and says, that's what Charlotte would have wanted. Back at the Lost Woods Resort, we see that it was Mary on the cameras, but the friends are like, Jessica? They get a text that says, thanks for giving me Hannah. You're free to go. Signed, A.D. I thought this was in the bell tower at the church. We see someone dragging a knocked out Hannah with a bouquet duct taped to her hands.
Creepy
the
style.
End.
Okay. We'll start with Toby and Spencer and then move into Caleb and then Hannah. I think that's the order because it's hard to like build these correctly. Okay.
That's fine.
How do we feel about Toby on election night? Who do we...
what are you doing?
Who do we think he voted for?
I think he absolutely voted for Veronica.
Oh, 100%, right? Yes. He voted for Veronica. But he spoke out for this other person.
Uh-huh. And he's leaving voicemails for Yvonne of like, I'll make it up to you. And he doesn't even go to the party. He's just hanging out at the Hastings. He's like, well, I only hitch myself to the winners.
Oh, my God.
But, okay, the worst part about this is that Toby and Spencer are really getting along when they're on this whole get-together thing. And I'm like, oh, don't do this show. Don't put them back together. And poor Spencer just gets the worst end of this deal if that's how it is.
Fair. That's a fair reaction.
Yeah. I was like, don't do this.
Some of us were like, kind of like, well, maybe he'll be better now. Maybe he's changed. Okay. Maybe he'll be different.
And then we ignore the red flags where he brings his gun and goes, I'm a police officer. Stop.
Yeah. Because
he wore readers.
I mean, Clark Kent, who?
That's true. I don't know this man. This is a different Kavanaugh. Must be Tommy Kavanaugh.
I do have a very valid complaint about Ezra in this episode, and it has nothing to do with his past.
Oh, interesting.
The Phillips campaign is hosting their party at the Brew.
Oh, that's true.
Ezra,
what
are
you doing?
You supporting a pro-life candidate?
Yeah, that's all he cares about. He cares about that money.
Ezra, do you care about women's rights?
Mm-hmm. Aria, you shouldn't be with this man if he doesn't care about that.
At least Ashley's on the right side of things.
That's right.
She's got
That's
Veronica's
why she's
event.
The queen. We got, you know, dumb old Fitz drinking, not even allowed at the Radley, the place to be.
I really enjoyed Yvonne putting Toby in his place, but will
Me
Toby
too.
Always pick Spencer?
Yeah,
over
absolutely.
Yvonne?
100%. So Yvonne is right to just cut it off. The man... There's gonna be like pictures, like just Toby in the background at the Hastings, like, election party.
Yes, yeah, and that's gonna look even worse for him. That's worse than him being like, I'm gonna be in an alley with Spencer, or like in a wall, a basement. I don't know where they technically are.
In the walls of the Radley. Yeah. Okay, so I did find out that Freeform is still owned. It's operated by ABC Family Worldwide, a subdivision of Disney Entertainment and of Walt Disney.
Yeah, it was just rebranding.
Yeah.
At least that's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, to skew...
more teen and older.
14 to 34 age range.
Oh, we're still in the age range.
A target demographic designated by the channel as becomers. What are we becoming?
I'd love to know if I've already became...
not until after 34. 35 year olds.
Toby, I'm a cop, I've got a gun. Mona, I don't give a fuck. God bless. Okay, let's move into Spencer. So a Spencer, we'll start with a Spencer and Caleb scene, I guess. Technically, is Caleb commando? Is he wearing jeans, button fly jeans with no underwear?
I think
does
he
that
is.
Not seem like the most dangerous activity? Button fly jeans, and I'm pro no underwear. You wear what mm-hmm. you want. I often, depending on the outfit, have, you know, especially I was a dancer, like there's lots of outfits you don't wear underwear with.
Yeah, fair.
But I button fly pants, especially considering, you know, the male genitalia.
Exactly. I don't have any more button fly pants, but those got worn out pretty fast, and then some of those buttons just fly open. you're really gonna risk that?
I don't even know. Did he button all the buttons, or did he just button like the
Gandhi? I hope he buttoned the middle ones.
And he's worried about Spencer's underwear. Where's yours, Caleb?
Mm-hmm. Where is yours, Caleb?
I love you. Say it back, Caleb.
It's complicated.
Okay. Oh, it is complicated. It's so complicated. So then, I guess... Oh, would you let Mona volunteer at the Hastings campaign if you were Spencer? You would, but like...
Yes.
Let's pretend it's someone who's not Mona who did these things to you. Would you let them volunteer at your mother's campaign?
Well, she just got on the phone.
Yeah, no, I was just...
Just making calls.
I just know you're blind for Mona.
Forgiveness. Maybe water under the bridge. I do think that going through the crucible of everything they've gone through since Mona's come after them,
she was in the bunker with them.
Mm-hmm. And has also like been proven to be on their side multiple times, even if she's like lone wolfing it, that I kind of go like, yeah, you should probably like...
But what are her political leanings?
That is true.
I need to know what she's lobbying for at Capitol Hill.
Yeah, what is she doing in her day job?
How do we feel about that Hannah Caleb breakup scene?
It's very... Okay, so the actual breakup scene, I think it, to your point of like the Fitz and Nicole, it fits that exact same thing. And also when you pointed it out a couple episodes ago of like, yeah, the Hannah has chosen... not Caleb and not their relationship at every single time. So
yeah,
like,
every single turning point and example they've given us, it was Hannah picking her career and her job over Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And her career and her job over everything. The only time she chose her career and her, or she chose people over her career and her job, was her friends.
Yep.
Which I think is like kind of beautiful. You know what I mean? Like in a...
Yeah, beautiful friendship there, but it doesn't make for a good,
yeah,
relationship. So
and is it her finally learning that lesson? Or is it a completely different application? I'm not sure.
Because I guess does she choose her friends after Caleb is gone? So I guess maybe that is when she learned her lesson.
Yeah, that's what I was. Because she's still running around for this woman and like doing all this crazy stuff for her. Like she still doesn't really value her own time.
Right, that's true. So it's kind of now that she's kind of figuring things out. So I think that scene works well. I think the Hannah actually ran back to the apartment sort of thing and like missed it.
It's batshit because how the fuck did he pack all of his belongings?
So
how long was she? I mean, I know traffic in New York is bad. We lived in San Francisco. Like, right. We've been to LA. I've seen bad traffic. I have some questions. How long was she gone? Because like, was she in that cab for an hour? Was she in that cab for 20 minutes? Like, he packed all of his stuff that fast.
And I hate that they've both been just sitting there waiting for one another for 3 years.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's awful.
make a move, and then if it doesn't work, get over it.
I think it could be interesting, and like, if Hannah maybe had like, I am with a guy that I'm not actually super interested in, and we're like back together around, so it's bringing back up feelings, and made a move at, or like the opposite way too, either. If there is almost that friction of like, yeah, there's this other path that didn't happen, and we just have to like move on with our lives.
Yeah, that would have been interesting, because I think there's so many, I think about this like friendships, relationships, just anything. There's people that like, if one thing had been different, everything could have been very different, could have changed. But that doesn't mean that you live in a world where you like, you mourn that loss and then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say, oh, that would have been fun. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has a whole song about this. It's called The One. It's on Folklore, that first song on Folklore. Oh,
there you go.
Where it's like, you know, like I was saying things, I was like, that's very similar to her lyrics. Because it's like, you know, like the idea, it would have been fun if you could have been the one, but you're not.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm going to revisit this or hash this or process this. I mean, she's not fully, I guess she's using the song to process it. But like the concept is that it, you know, it would have been nice if we'd had this thing, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been a really interesting thing to watch them grapple with. Because I think people do like run back to those things, like to watch them kind of, and maybe that's where they'll take this, like the friction of that.
See, that's
but
what
we
I'm
don't have enough
too.
Show for them to do that well. Yeah.
My assumption is that it's like we are getting all the couples back to their pre-time jump people, except maybe Emily. And then that's our set in stone ships. Like that's our set in stone relationships now. Is like for the people that you already knew and familiar with on like a character level, and we're putting them back together.
Well, with Ezra, like, they had to do cleanup crew. It becomes like, oh, we wanted to make this appropriate, but we can discuss that when we get to their scene.
And then, so I think that's what's going to happen with Spencer and Toby. We're getting that with Hannah and Caleb, and there might be some friction between Caleb and Spencer. Obviously, when this like all comes out, that's going to be a big like problem and like plot point. That when it hits that point, but I don't think we're going to get any interrogation of the path not taken. And especially, you know, especially in your 20s, like your early 20s, when you're thinking about that, like that's where that's very like fresh of like, mm-hmm. you're just becoming like your own independent person after coming to these things. But we don't get that.
Did Ezra see Hannah and Caleb kiss, or did he yell that from outside?
I think he yelled it from outside the door. I think we would have seen a reaction shot. I think they just needed a pickup line, like a
reason for them to like
an ADR line, as I should say. It's just picking up on him.
Hey, cuties.
Yeah. So no, I don't think he did.
How did A get Hannah out through that hole? Where does that hole go?
I don't know.
Why are none of them following that
tunnels
hole?
Tunnels already dug there. How long have these tunnels been?
Also,
there?
Like, wouldn't you just be like, Toby, you're a cop, go down the hole.
Exactly, get down there. Well, he wasn't there.
But he came with Spencer at the end.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Because he's the one just... when Caleb yells at Spencer for bringing Mona, Toby is the one who says she followed us. Like, mm-hmm. we didn't invite her, you know?
Yeah, why doesn't, like, a group of them go down? Why didn't, like, Caleb and Fitz go down the hole or something, if anything? Or even, like... Ari and Fitz go down the hole. Emily and Caleb. I don't know. You would think you would send a couple people down there to chase after. Unless it's like literally a hole and there's like no ladder.
I guess maybe A took the ladder.
What is the hole?
Yeah, I don't really know. This is like Alice in Wonderland style.
I think it's Bugs Bunny that like really just like came through there and like...
Well, you didn't know that then it teleports you once you go in the hole?
Oh, that's fun.
How did A know which room they would use? Did they agree to meet in a specific room?
They got very lucky. Maybe all the rest of the rooms are dilapidated.
Or maybe they agreed to meet in that room. You know what I mean? Like,
unless the tunnels were already there under the Lost Woods and there are multiple tunnels to multiple rooms.
Okay. Where do you think Hannah was taken? You thought the church, actually.
Yeah, I think the bell tower of the church.
Okay.
And I think that would also make sense with the bouquet things. If you're like,
the funeral.
Like marriage or funeral. Yeah.
Because I think we're supposed to think she's dead.
Dead. So that could be bell tower.
Do you think she's dead?
No.
How
man,
long?
What if they did kill Hannah?
I remember thinking that after watching this. I was like, I don't know. They've done some weird shit with this.
Yeah. But to kill one of the main four, that'd be wild. And then Ashley Benson shows up with like brown hair in the next season. Hi, I'm Haley.
How long do we think Hannah will be taken?
I'll give it an episode. We got 20 episodes left. They gotta move.
Okay. We'll move to Arya, and then we'll do Allie / the rest of it.
And the rest.
Arya and Ezra fuck. Yep. Is she still with Liam? She's worried about him reading the book.
Mm-hmm. I would 100% think so. But she doesn't care about Liam.
Have any of them not cheated on somebody now?
That's a good question.
I don't think any, because Emily cheats on
Has Fitz? Or are you talking about just the friends?
Just the friends.
Emily kisses Lyndon James.
And Maya while she's with Ben, right?
Yes. And that one seems justified because
he's... Oh, no. Especially, I think teenagers kissing is very different than adults having sex. In yes. terms, you shouldn't... No cheating. Don't cheat. But, break up with the person first.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but now a very different, this person kissed me.
Yeah.
And I stood there is very different than I had sex with my English teacher again.
Yep. My ex that you just learned about.
And... Yeah.
So
Spencer,
Emily kissed Lyndon James, and then
Spencer
Maya.
Kissed the guy in she kisses Ren when she's with Toby, I think.
Oh,
and she kisses the guy when she's in the UK.
Wait, the Ren thing. I think they're broken up.
Every single time.
No, and then the guy when they're in the UK. Yeah, it's like no, yeah, they're like on the outs, like they're in arguments,
but they're together still.
Yeah. And then
Arya's kissed basically any man who's walked by. Yeah. Doesn't Wes kisses her while she's with Ezra, right? Mm-hmm.
Does Jason actually kiss her?
Yes, Jason kisses her.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's with anyone when Jason kisses her.
Oh, okay. I think she's with, I thought she was just getting started with Fitz, or was that like they were on an outs?
I don't remember. Does she kiss Fitz while she's with Jake?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's how most of these go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She kisses Fitz while she's with Liam. Mm-hmm. And then Hannah.
So maybe just, then Hannah and Caleb.
Uh-huh.
So then.
Is Hannah just the other woman? She cheated on Jordan. She's still with Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've all.
They've all been kissing someone else.
Loose lips, sinking ships.
That's right.
Okay. Now. What is Jason doing at Karasimi that they're like, oh, we're so proud of what Jason did at Karasimi?
I know, we get nothing about that. Apparently, I'm assuming there's some... Again, what does Karasimi do? Maybe they're just like investor. I guess they're just an investor group.
Mm-hmm.
So does he just have like a memorial fund or something for Charlotte? But I thought he hated Charlotte.
I don't think he hated Charlotte, did he?
Just didn't want Charlotte. He didn't agree with letting Charlotte out.
I'm not. Yeah, I think he was like, he didn't want to like push for it. Does that make sense? Like he was like, I'm not going to fight, like champion this like Allie.
Allison says that her brother and dad don't agree with her.
Okay. But they had a relationship. He had a relationship with Charlotte because we get a line with Allie saying like current Allie saying that that Rollins gave her and Jason more time with their sibling.
Right.
We're not going to talk about that.
But not sibling, it's cousin.
Uh-huh, that he dated. Anyway, did they have Allie sign away her rights to Karasimi when she was signing into the hospital? That's what I got from that.
I think you're right. Or that it's because they're married now, that's he would retain her...
her rights while she's locked away.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I think that's maybe it. But I think equally valid that there could have been something on the form that she was actually signing was the rights to the Karasimi stuff. Shares or whatever.
Why is one of the people Allie so paranoid and seeing? Like, why did they choose to have Wilden be one of them?
I know.
She's it makes like, no I didn't, sense, right?
I didn't do anything. It wasn't my fault. All she did was like party on his boat one time and Charlotte killed him.
Yeah.
And she has no other really interactions with him because he thinks she's dead.
But also him and Charlotte are the same age, so the timeline doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god, right. Because Wilden was...
In high school.
Yeah. But then also was, like her age when he picked her up from, he was older than her when he picked her up from Jessica's house.
Killing Allie.
Yeah.
How?
He was like an established police officer.
How the fuck is someone up?
Jason's still in high school.
Don't think too hard, baby. It hurts. How is someone upstairs with Allie, multiple people even, scaring her? And Arya and Emily are downstairs drinking wine and reading a manuscript, and they don't fucking hear anything?
It's so wild. How do they get in and out of the house?
Also, if your friend was paranoid, like having paranoid delusions, wouldn't you be sitting in her fucking room with her?
I like that.
I'm a very, like I'll climb in your bed with you, friend. Like, you're having a bad day, you want to snuggle, I'm there. Like, that's who I am. And, like, the idea that she's, like, freaked out and scared, like, you would think Arya and Emily would be like, let's snuggle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you would think Emily especially wouldn't let her out of her sight. Emily's not like that lax.
No.
And then it's like, Emily went out to go vote. Didn't take me with her.
Another logistical question. How did Allie change her last name so fast? Because I did it and it took me for fucking ever. And she changed her name in like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Just quick.
She was fast.
Dr. Rollins had the paperwork ready.
He did. Okay. Now we're going to try to entangle the Mary Drake plot line.
Yeah.
So Mary Drake was a patient at Radley.
Mm-hmm. 25 years ago.
Had Charles.
Yes.
Who we now know as Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think Charlotte knows she was adopted?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think Charlotte ever saw those papers?
No, I don't think so. But I think Charlotte learned about her mother probably around that night. I don't think Charlotte figured that out. I think we would have heard about it.
Then why did Charlotte go by CC Drake?
Okay, then that begs the question of why Charlotte would hide this from Allison.
Mm-hmm.
I've no thoughts.
Why?
I don't know.
Also, so they built a wall to hide one file.
Yes.
Why not burn it?
It would be pretty easy. It'd be so easy. We love a who doesn't love a project? They're like, we could go to the Home Depot, we could get the power tools. So funny.
Also, from what we gather from the scene with Mary Drake and Rollins, now British,
Unmasked.
So Charlotte loved Rollins, and yes, to prove that Rollins loved Charlotte, he married Allison and manipulated her. So was he, because he and Allison were already kind of a thing, he was already doing this before Charlotte died.
Yes.
Did Charlotte know? And is that why Charlotte was upset when Allie said that Rollins was with her? Or was this completely...
I think it blindsided her. Because Charlotte also was not... I think... Yes.
Charlotte wasn't part of this plan?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. Why AD?
You were like, whose initials are those? And I'm like, oh, right. I thought it could be A. Drake.
Well, you said after death. I liked that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, it's the new
I just A remember when death. I saw it, I was like, AD. I was like, Allison De Laurentiis. And I'm like, because yes, in the first one, you think it's Allie, too.
I think that's what it's supposed to be. That it's like, I think it's supposed to be playing on the Allison De Laurentiis. But I also like after death, that it's like after Charlotte is dead.
Will AD figure out that they lied?
I think... Yeah, probably pretty quickly. I guess, would you not already think that something was up when there's this entire like plan to like keep Hannah? I guess maybe not. You're just trying to protect your friend.
Yeah, no, I would just be like, oh, they didn't want to let Hannah go.
Yeah.
They wanted to catch me.
Yeah, that's fair. They were. So then I would also call it into validity Hannah's testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's put on our thinking caps. And let us step into... Theory Corner. Welcome to Theory Corner. All right. So we have a Mary Drake. She is twins with Jessica. Okay. Heretofore unseen. We did not know that the De Laurentiis family tree could extend out this far. My God. So
I told you, like, the by the end of the show, I want to make you, like, draw multiple family trees, and, like, this is one of them.
Oh my God.
I think if I just, like, gave you a blank sheet and I was like, you have to now draw the De Laurentiis family tree, you would have a meltdown.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, absolutely. So, okay. So, I think Mary was put against her will in Radley and had her child. Now, whose child is it? I think that's going to be an important thing that comes up later.
Who's the father?
Yeah.
I didn't ask you that.
Who Charlotte's dad is. Okay. Who could even be old enough to be doing this? Is it Peter again?
Well, I mean, so if you draw the De Laurentiis family tree, you already have to draw the Hastings family tree because of Jason.
Right. So, I mean, let's see of like men that are even around that age, male characters we have. We have Peter. We got Kenneth. We have Byron. We have Wayne, and we have Tom.
Wayne's dead.
Yeah.
But I guess he wasn't dead then, so never mind.
So what was he getting up to? But I don't think we have anybody else, so it has to be one of the dads, right? Unless we get, like, a new reveal on who the hell the father is, it could be a brand new character. I wouldn't be surprised. So it could be that. And it's like, wow, it's this other person you never knew about.
It's Tom's twin brother.
Tim.
Tim.
God. Yeah, the taking off now that it's a twin, that this is the twin twist that they do, very funny. Very funny that it's just a random side character that you don't really care about. So it could be, there could be twins everywhere. Okay, but so then where also did Mary get her last name from if she's twins with Jessica? So we assume that Drake comes from someone that she potentially married, potentially Charlotte's
or
father.
Or is that her maiden name? Was it Jessica Drake before?
Oh, right, because Jessica married into the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that would be, yeah, absolutely. So maybe their maiden names are Drake and she didn't have someone else's name that she take. That totally is pliable. Plausible. Pliable.
No, it needs to be pliable because I'm Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, my brain is trying to be pliable right now to take all this in. So Charlotte is born at Radley or around Radley, but thinks that Jessica. So then.
Heretofore,
yeah. Carry the one.
You look like you're going to have an aneurysm.
It's a lot to take in. So then, what did Jessica think happened to Mary? Did she think Mary's dead? Obviously tried to bury her.
What do you mean she tried to bury her?
Bury the information around her. Like, they didn't want Charlotte to know that. I think that Mona's right that Jessica didn't want Charlotte to know who her actual birth mother was. And why? I'm assuming that it's maybe something to do with the father, like something rearranged about her getting pregnant, acting reckless, things, doing some sort of activity that way that would seem, maybe she started acting violent toward Jessica, came after her, and so they like locked her away. There was like a sibling disagreement. Maybe Charlotte is actually Kenneth's kid, and like Mary had like substituted in for Jessica or something, or pretended to be Jessica, was pretending to be her, and then so Jessica found out and like locked her up, like, you know, because that's not a cool thing to do. I'm gonna say that
you would say that say that that's not okay.
It's not cool, guys. Don't do that.
Wow,
you twins,
bold
out there.
Statement.
Don't pretend. And so then Mary seems like she's on a quest now to take down the De Laurentiis and like essentially take over everything that they have. And I think that's starting with the Karasimi group and things, and then why they're like going after Allison, and then eventually we'll be going after Jason in the next season, I assume. So it's like related to Jessica there. I think she also thinks that whoever killed her daughter, she's trying to get after him, and that's who AD is right now. is related. Is yeah, I think that's what that is.
Okay, I accept.
Yeah, because then again, there's more complicated things I know about things in the future, which I have not been able to puzzle out yet. But
oh, you can't until the episode it's revealed, uh-huh. Baby. Don't try.
But there, I think that's what their motivation is right now. I think Sarah is just trying to get one over on the rest of them. And is like on all the friends, just trying to keep like eyes on them and trying to intimidate them and get some sort of revenge there. But I don't think she's actually going after them on Charlotte's sake. It's also confirmed in this now, or at least like what Mona seems to hint at, is that Charlotte made Sarah do the things she did. Which has been unclear.
Well, I think it's like no one, unclear. I think it's like no one blames you for that. So like you can decide how you want to, you can decide, you know, like that is not who you are anymore. But like what you do now is what matters. Like you got a clean slate. Are you going
to
use it?
Yeah. It's just, I just am still trying to puzzle whether we're supposed to think that Sarah was captured and forced to do this by Charlotte, or if Sarah's did it all of her own volition.
Is she a villain or a victim?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I wonder if we even get... I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get any clue on that. Except for what she's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Which also then complicates... It's another of my big problems with this like half season here. Is that the mystery is all about Charlotte. And it seems like at the end of that season, we like that, you know, reveal obviously is all about telling us who the hell Charlotte is and stuff. And then this last half season is all about Charlotte's killer. And Charlotte doesn't matter. We get no scenes with Charlotte. It's absolutely like a dead end mystery because we just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
She's not impactful on anybody else's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Other than what she did negatively.
Yeah.
It's not like on Veronica Mars where we get how Lily was their like her best friend and all these like flashbacks to Lily and Veronica. Lily, right?
I think it's Ali. Yeah. Well, and it's even like the beginning of the show when we think Allie is dead. It's like she's important to them. Mm-hmm. She's their anchor.
Yeah. And Charlotte's just someone who terrorized them. And we're supposed to be getting this. They hint at a like redemption arc, but then they just kill her off.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, yeah, it's like, oh, hurt, you know, hurt people hurt people in a sense. But it just exposes it for what it is. And mm-hmm. just a stupid and really bad plot twist. And speaking of plot twists, I mean, the twin one is at least like stupid in a really fun way. So, okay, where do we go? I'm trying to think of anything else. So Dr. Rollins Charlotte? I think he must have known Charlotte before she was at the care, or he like fell in love with her.
As her doctor?
Yeah. Which is also weird too.
Do you think she knows he has a British accent? Do you think the people he doctors with know he have a British accent?
She would have to be...
Did he go to medical school in the US or the UK? So many questions about him.
I guess that would have to be no, because she'd be like, why... Wait, does she ever see him with Allison? Allison gets a call from him, right? Why pretend to have an American accent in the first place?
Yeah.
Because we would know if he had a British accent, then that's not to be trusted. That's the viewers.
We don't question... Jordan's accent?
No. But he's Australian.
And he's hot, you know?
That's right.
Oh. You haven't...
Why? Why pretend to have an American accent? It just makes your lie so much more complicated.
Because they're bad liars.
So then Dr. Rollins... Do you think Dr. Rollins was put there by Mary... to shepherd, like to help with Charlotte and get her out
Charlotte
of there.
Out.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think what Mary was trying to do was eventually reintegrate into Charlotte's life by being like, I'm actually your mother, like slowly introducing her that way. But someone got in the way there. So who killed Charlotte? I do think it's maybe a revenge thing. So I think it could be Sarah or Mona at this point. I think Mona still could have done something, but I don't think that's... You know, Mona's still on the suspect list, but if I was a writer, I would not have Mona do it because Mona doesn't usually... That's not Mona's game.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see it being Sarah being number one on my list there. I do think it's a revenge killing and has nothing really wider to do with the wider A thing other than like everything to do setting in motion this like Mary going after them.
Okay.
The friends. And like coinciding with her trying to take back Karasimi and take down the De Laurentiises.
I respect it. I see it.
Do you hear the whistle, the steam coming out of my ears? Jesus. It's a lot to work. A lot to wrap your head around.
What do you mean? I thought it was very simple. That's why it's taken us some 2 hours to so discuss simple. This episode.
All right.
All right.
We'll call it there for this week.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. Goodbye.
Well, any final thoughts?
Is there anything else I needed to cover on this? I think I'm good.
You can find this podcast? This podcast on all your other audio players under Dead Ends. You can find it on YouTube at dead_ends. And if you go on YouTube, you can leave a little comment. You can talk to us. We like to reply to those. We talk back. If you listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, please rate and review, give 5 stars and leave comments. But we don't reply to those because reviews are not, you know, it's not creator spaces. Also, because I don't think you can. And I'm like, I don't know if it was fun, but that's not an option there. What else?
You can also email us at deadendspcast@gmail.com. Oh, and then actually for next week, as we go into the last season, we want to end on watching the finale by itself. So next week, we're just going to watch one episode. We're just going to watch the opening of season 7. And then we're going to go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on like that throughout the rest of the season. And we'll end with the finale as just its own. And then after that, we will go into the
Perfectionist.
Thank you so much. And that'll just be 2 episodes as usual. And then Original Sin. And I think I am unfortunately not going to get that 2nd season of Original Sin before we are shipping out of here. But we'll see. It'll come out. I just haven't heard anything about it.
Sarah sent me something about this.
Oh.
I cannot remember what.
I know they like have a new title for the 2nd season. That's all. I've been purposely trying not to look at anything related to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not Original Sin. It's like Summer School or something.
Yeah. It's got a different title. Hold on. I think we have a release date. I'm going to go to Teen Vogue to find out because when in doubt, that's...
Yeah,
release absolutely. Release date, trailer, and more.
Oh.
My phone's telling me it's bedtime and I'm not allowed to look at this. Hold on, I gotta click through it.
You have to get permission.
Ooh, horror places give it a really high view. I'm very scared.
It does seem more
It's
intense.
More horror-y. Mm-hmm. Horror-y?
Horror-y.
Boop, boop, boop.
Oh, but also in this episode, the jump scares of Zombie Jessica and Wilden were... I was truly not expecting it, so I jumped.
And then I jumped because you jumped. Okay, what just happened? I clicked on the thing for it to take me in the article to where the release dates are.
And it's just not there?
And it just keeps loading. They were delayed by the strike.
Makes sense.
Max in spring of 2024.
Oh, okay. So
it will release May 9th for the first 2 episodes.
Oh, all right. So cool. We'll have the 2nd season to watch that too then.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. That'll line up nice.
There we go.
Cool. All right.
Well,
we're still here. We're going to find out everything as much as it hurts our brains.
I love you. Say it back.
I love you.
I meant for Caleb, but you too.
Oh, for Caleb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love you.
I love
and,
you too.
And thank you to all our viewers.
We love you too.
We love you too.
You can tell people you love them. It's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. We do love you. All right, goodbye.